from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're listening to a mighty band and welcoming back the Little Tramp. Peter Hartlob is no tramp. He's a family man who brings home the bacon. He writes the Big Event blog for the San Francisco Chronicle, and he's filling in for my co-host, David Weekend. Thanks a lot for joining us, Peter.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Let's start with a musical setting of a Shakespeare sonnet. Shall I Compare Thee to a Summer's Day, as sung by Clear Story, and they're a wonderful local choral group. And Peter, they're doing a concert to kick off the 10th season for a little-known chamber series in Brisbane.
Yeah, I was born and raised on the peninsula. I had no idea Brisbane was this cool. The series was founded by Kevin Fryer. It's sponsored by the City of Brisbane and Friends of the Brisbane Library. And I think this center, Clear Story, both great discoveries for music fans. It's going to be particularly good if you have any lingering holiday stress. You just heard that 10-man vocal ensemble. They're tackling Shakespeare's writing. I think they could sing the work of Bukowski and it would still sound soothing and beautiful. So this should be a good one.
Clear Story performs live at Mission Blue tomorrow evening, and the concert's venue's 10th anniversary season continues in February with a concert by the Cypress String Quartet. And now let's marvel at just how long movies have been around. It's amazing to me that Charlie Chaplin's character, the Little Tramp, that's the funny-looking guy with the bowler hat and the cane, he's turning 100 years old, and San Francisco Silent Film Festival has a program to remind us just how funny he still is.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful festival, I think, not just for the movies, but they really have a dedication to educating the public while they're entertaining them. I think a lot of people have seen Chaplin's work, but it's a different experience. It's a transporting experience if you're going and seeing it live with the music and a crowd. And this group, there's, I think, 25 or more people on the board of directors. If you go find one of them, corner them, and just talk about Chaplin, talk about silent movies, you're going to learn a lot.
Three programs celebrating Chaplin's work and The Little Tramp play at the Castro Theater tomorrow afternoon and evening. And next, music from an adventurous bassist. Music from the Lisa Mezzacapa Trio, and she's a dynamo on bass, and she favors the avant-garde, as you can hear, but she puts down a swinging groove as well, especially in some songs off her new CD, X Marks the Spot. She also performs with more than a dozen other bands and curates a concert series. The Lisa Mezzacapa Trio plays Duende on Monday night. That's just $10. It's a cheap thrill. And Duende celebrates its first anniversary later this month. It's a real treasure for local jazz in Oakland. And we're coming into the movie award season, so more films now. This time it's Funny Ha Ha, a series on American comedy at the Pacific Film Archive. And it features some of my favorite screwball comedies. Peter, how about you?
Yeah, there's some great ones here. His Girl Friday, a chance to see that on a big screen with a crowd. That's a treat.
Rosalind Russell, Cary Grant, talking faster than you can believe.
Talking faster. And we're kind of the VHS generation, you and I, Cy. So I think a lot of these we saw by ourselves or maybe with one person. Seeing it with a crowd, that's what the directors intended. And I think it's a different experience.
And then also they're going to show Frank Capra's It Happened One Night. That's Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert being very sexy. Duck Soup, Marx Brothers movies mocking European politics and warmongers. And one of the greatest films of all time, Some Like It Hot. The Pacific Film Archive in Berkeley, right by the UC campus, presents Funny Ha Ha. That's comic films from the 30s to the 50s, Thursday through February 22nd. And if you're not awake yet, this should help. Yeah. There's a lot of noise there and some very sophisticated rock and roll from the band I the Mighty. Amazing work, I think, by Blake Dallinger on drums for that band.
Yeah, and, you know, that's actually one of their mellow songs, but there's melody buried in the thrash with these guys. They remind me of Husker Du and NOFX that way. They know how to play their instruments. They've been around a little bit, but they just had their first full-length album last year, Sartori. And at Bottom of the Hill, so my advice, punk show, Bottom of the Hill, make sure you hydrate. Lots of fluids. Jack on the Rocks doesn't count.
I the Mighty plays Bottom of the Hill in San Francisco tomorrow night. And thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
Peter Hartlob writes the Big Event blog for the San Francisco Chronicle. You'll find more details on the shows we've mentioned at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Cy Musiker.